The text for meditation today is from the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter, beginning at the 46th verse. The text I'll be sharing with you is from a slightly different version of the scriptures. It's from the NIV than what is printed here in your service folder. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. This is God's word. You may be seated. Dear fellow redeemed in our Savior Jesus Christ, when parents raise their children, they have probably had an experience like Mary and Joseph had with their boy Jesus here in our text. It's not that uncommon. Jesus ended up, you could say, lost for a time. Well, when I was raising my children, my wife and I had a similar experience. We took our children with us to the clothing store to shop for clothes. And as we did, everything was okay when things started out. They were right around us. We had four children, three boys and a girl, standing next to us looking at the clothes. But then, all of a sudden, we looked around and one was missing. One of our little children was missing. One of our boys. We were in a panic. The blood drained from our faces. We were just really upset. Looked and looked and looked. Finally, for whatever reason, I decided to drop to my knees and scan the floor line. And lo and behold, underneath one of those racks of clothes, just a few feet away, what did I spy? Two little feet and legs. Oh, was I excited. Because I just was just suspicioning that maybe my little guy was playing a game of hide and seek. Well, I came over to him and I asked him, "Why did you do this?" And he looked up at me with his baby blue eyes and he says, "Well, Dad, I just thought it would be fun." Needless to say, I didn't think it was much fun. So his mom and I had a long conversation and more than one with him about that incident. Well, a similar thing happened to Mary and Joseph here in our text, only they lost their little boy for more than just a few minutes. It was 3 whole days. And this was a special boy. Joseph knew that this boy was not his real flesh and blood son, but was none other than the Son of God, Emmanuel, God with us. He had been entrusted with the care and protection of this little boy, that special little boy. And he was missing. Now for Mary, it was a little bit different. This was her flesh and blood son, flesh of her flesh. And she knew that this boy would give his flesh one day for the salvation, redemption of the world. And he was missing. So Mary and Joseph, they retraced their steps. They had taken their boy with them to the Passover in Jerusalem, and now he was lost. They retraced their steps back to Jerusalem, searching from one family to the next, looking for him in that caravan that had gone with them back to Nazareth. Couldn't find him. Finally, they got to Jerusalem. They scoured Jerusalem, going from house to house. Finally, In our text, we read, after 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And when Mary asked Jesus, why did you do this? Jesus responded with innocence and surprise. He simply said, why were you searching for me? Didn't you know that I had to be in my Father's house? In other words, Jesus was exactly where his parents, as well as we, should expect to find him. In the Father's house, around his Father's word. Yes, search for Jesus where he will be found. Where is he to be found? The answer to that question is crucial for us in our eternal salvation. That's why it's alarming when so many people don't even bother to think about looking for Jesus. They don't even think they need him. And they look in all the wrong places, sometimes we as well, because we're tempted to follow the world. Recent survey was taken by Baylor University. It's on the news this morning. 44% of our American populace say they spend no time seeking eternal wisdom. 46% indicate that they don't even think about eternal life, seeking after it. Why? Because the majority of our American populace, sometimes even we, think man's word, man's opinions, man's feelings are more important. That's where we find supposedly meaning and truth in life. But I would urge you to take a look at it a different way, because in our text, Jesus is where he should be and where we will find him, because he is the center of God's word. He is the truth. Jesus said about God's word, your word is truth. And why did he say that? Because he's the center of that word. He is the truth. He proved that God's word is the truth, that which you can trust every day of your life. He proved that by keeping 333 promises and prophecies of the Savior, each and every one after the other after the other. Remember, Jesus says too, these are the scriptures that testify about me, him who is the truth. And when you're focused on Jesus and his truth, that's where you'll find life. Life with God now and life with God eternally in heaven. You'll find life with him. Life with him that'll see you through every stage of life. Whether it's through heartache and joy, or through relationships that are broken, healed, through times of sickness, times of health. Finally, all the way through all of life to eternal life with your Savior Jesus in heaven. Now I'll grant you, when you come to your Father's house and you hear your Father's word, he's not always going to say things that you and I want to hear. Why? It's because your Father who gave you life and created your life and sustains your life is a holy God. He's going to tell you some things that you don't want to hear, I don't want to hear, but we need to hear. And that is that we are sinners. He will expose to us that we are sinners. Our holy God will do that. But he doesn't do that because he's some kind of a mean God who enjoys making us squirm with guilt. No, he does that to lead us to repentance. To repentance over our sins, so that we look to him for his love and his forgiveness and his mercy and that gift of eternal life. For without him leading us to repentance, to see us and ourselves as the sinners we are, the only fate we would ever see is eternal separation from him and the terrors of hell. God does not want that. God would have us turn to him every day. Our Savior Jesus would have us turn to him every day in his word. Come to his Father's house to hear his word as you are today. That's the purpose of our Bethany Lutheran College and our Bethany Lutheran Theological Seminary, is to lead us to God's word, to lead us to the center of God's word, which is our Savior Jesus Christ, to him who is real life, who is the truth we can trust. We'll be honoring a number of people today who have helped in carrying out that mission of leading us to our Savior, Jesus Christ. We certainly thank them. We ask our God to help us follow his mission and the purpose of our Savior and of our seminary and our college, and that is to see Jesus in his word. Amen. Rise for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son Jesus to be our Savior. Dear Jesus, we thank you for being our perfect substitute before our Father as a baby, as a boy, and as an adult. We thank you for manifesting yourself to us as the true Son of God and our Savior. We look for your comfort, strength, peace, and forgiveness, love, and eternal life in you and your word day by day. We ask that you continue to lead us there. We ask for this in your name, in the name of him who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I'd like to welcome everybody back after hopefully an enjoyable and refreshing vacation, and to get back at another semester of education. Every year during the winter meeting of the Board of Regents, we take time to recognize milestone anniversaries of those who work at Bethany Lutheran College and Bethany Lutheran Theological Seminary. And so the board is here today and tomorrow, and so we're using today to do that. Every year I marvel at the number of collective years that represent those anniversary recognitions. This year is no different. We have nearly 200 collective years of service to the college alone. It really speaks to the dedication of the individuals here that work at Bethany. And I want to thank all of you on behalf of the administration and the regions, for that matter, for your continued service in focusing day in and day out on the one thing needful here at Bethany. So today, we will ask individuals to come forward. They will receive a certificate acknowledging their time of service here. And in addition, well, I haven't looked in the folder, hopefully in addition, there's a little remuneration that they'll receive in addition to that. And so the certificate reads as follows: Bethany Lutheran College, Mankato, Minnesota, in grateful recognition for service to Christ and His church, Bethany Lutheran College presents this token of appreciation with prayer and of thanksgiving to, and then the name of the individual in the area that they serve in, who has served Bethany for the past X number of years, presented this ninth day of January 2012. And Pastor Herb Hunter Cook, the chair of the Board of Regents, will assist us in that, and I'll ask him to come forward at this time for a few words.
We have one person this year who has to present a certificate to himself unless I do it. And that is the president of Bethany Lutheran Theological Seminary, who has served us faithfully at the seminary for 15 years. A man who is centered on Christ, who always emphasizes word and sacrament to his students, who preaches the gospel from the heart when he preaches, who clearly is not only a professor and president, but an example to the students at our seminary, and we thank him. President Galen Schmeling, please come forward too. 15 years of service.
Congratulations, and God bless you.
And at this time, would Professor Smith come forward? In addition to what you see written about Professor Smith on your brochure, he leads our New Testament studies and Greek. He also teaches hermeneutics, homiletics, symbolics, practical courses. He leads our fieldwork activities, and he has authored a book, A Life After Death. He has contributed to the Lutheran Study Bible, and he is the book editor of the Quarterly, a great help to our seminary faculty, and we appreciate it very, very much.
We have probably another 10 or 12 individuals to recognize. So if we actually plan to have a reception in the great room afterward, I will not have any individual remarks for each of those, although we could go on and then we'd have to cut classes short, and I don't think any of our instructors want to do that today. So as a reminder, two things. When we're all done, we want to make sure that all of those that are being recognized remain up here for a minute for photos. And then we invite all of you, all of those who are able, to join us for a reception to thank them for the service in the great room. So for 10 years, Ryan Craig, the assistant director of athletics and head baseball coach. Jackie Lemmerman, housekeeping technician. 10 years of service. Professor Tim Tollefson, the music department, 10 years of service. Professor Denise Wohler, Department of Art and Communication, 10 years of service. Professor Silas Bourne, Director of Christian Education and Psychology Faculty, 15 years of service. Ms. Connie Meyer, the Advancement Office Assistant and Bookstore Assistant Manager, 15 years of service. Professor Eric Wohler, Dean of Academic Affairs, 15 years of service. Mr. John Saloff, the Director of IT and member of the Biology and Computer Science faculty, 25 years of service. Ms. Judy Head, Housekeeping Technician, 30 years of service. And last but not least, Professor Erling Teigen, on the Religion Faculty and Philosophy for 35 years of faithful service. Again, thank you for your many years of combined service to the college, and we hope to have many more years for all of you. And with that, please join us, if you're able, for a reception in the Great Room.